Brama Pilźnieńska.
Pilźneńska gate.
Stoimy przy pozostałościach.
We are standing in front of the ruins of the gate of the walls facing south to Lwów and Kijów. In the Middle Ages, two gates guarded the city entrance. Kraków from the west and Pilźneńska from the south. In the passage of time, the third gate was built to Powiśle from the north. There were special wicket gates for pedestrians, and these also locked for the night. Today, only the ruins of the Pilźneńska gate survived. It dates from the 1520s. There might have been some town defensive fortifications previously, but those ruins date from the 16th century. As we can see in the three gaps with grates in the wall, from the west side and a bit lower from the south side, not much of the gate has been preserved. That is why our next trip in searching for traces of history will have to be mainly in our imagination. The name of the gate comes from the name of a small town 20 kilometers away from Tarnów. Now it is a small town, but in the past it used to be of greater importance. You probably do not know that at the beginning of the 16th century it had the same number of population as Tarnów. Looking eastwards, we should remember that over 1,000 years ago, long before founding of the town, the trade routes led through the place where we are now standing. The routes ran through the Biała River Valley and along the Dunajec River banks. It is here that the important trade routes led towards Russia and in the opposite directions towards Lipsk, Norymbergia and Amsterdam, says historian Łukasz Winczura. Flemish canvas, English cloth, and Polish fish and salt were transported here from the Baltic and to Budapest. Horse-drawn carts loaded with copper and iron were transported from Hungary to Gdańsk. The carts were often full of wax and furs, an excellent Hungarian wine. Local traders traveled a lot. The sign of social status was that the traders had a privilege of bypassing Krakow on the way to Silesia. They reached Gdańsk by the Dunajec and Wisła rivers. Native and foreign traders opened their own stalls in Tarnów. Among foreigners coming to live in Tarnów were not only Germans, Hungarians, but Scots as well. Years ago, the traders dealt in large sums of money. Just imagine that Stanisław Zalasowski, a businessman who in the 15th century traded with Lithuania, Russia, and Hungary, provided credit to the Tarnowski family, the city owners and one of the most powerful families in Poland. It is strange that even Tarnów citizens were restricted in crossing the city gateways. From the middle of the 17th century, the city owners prohibited citizens from dealing with representatives of the nobility and clergy. At the same time, landlords restricted free movement and departure from the town for the citizens. It so happened that during the wars, the tenants moved to bigger cities or returned to the villages. One of Tarnów owners, Dominik Ostrowski, threatened the death penalty for breaking the rules. It also happened that the gates of the town were opened in order to prevent the city from destruction. This happened in the 17th century during the Swedish invasion, known in Polish as the Swedish Flood. More about these dramatic events we will tell at our next stage of observance monastery sightseeing. But we should also remember that gates were locked for longer periods of time. Such situations are registered during epidemic outbreak in Tarnów from the 14th to 18th centuries. In case of epidemics, all Jews were expelled from the city, and then they used to live in tents in the fields during the whole time of epidemic outbreak. Trenches were dug across the road leading to the town. But when the fatal illness reached the town, people stayed locked in their homes, says Kazimierz Bańburski from the District Museum. Preserved documents from 1632 describe the scene of a sick woman, a Halszka Klasłówna, who, being aware of her fatal illness, ran around the marketplace trying to say she would like to leave her savings for charity. At last, she was listened to by Jan Fudalej, who, after the end of the epidemic, presented her will to a panel of judges. In spite of the fact that until the middle of the 17th century, diseases disseminated to tenements. The town quickly struggled out of diseases. The biggest number of visitors crossed the gates of Tarnów during the time of its prosperity in the 16th century, and even till the mid of 17th century. At that time, the town was quite wealthy. Income was mainly derived from brewery and quarry exploitation. Standing in front of the gate, we should remember that crossing it meant the escape from urban jurisdiction. The law in the past was very severe. The physical punishment of beating to death was more common than fines and ethical punishments. Prior to the death sentence, people were tortured by breaking on the wheels and burning by the heated irons. Gallows, where people were hanged, stood as a warning in the town until 1782. It was then moved to the suburbs. Tarnów did not have its own executioner, so the authorities had to bring one from Bieć. Just imagine that the guild authorities watched over married couples' relationships, and ignoring the sixth commandment was severely punished. In the 18th century, the cutler Ida Szewicz was sentenced to 2 days in the Tower prison because he met, talked, and drank with a neighbor's wife. Their widow, Marina Burdian, who persuaded the traveler to commit carnal sin, was given 50 birches on the town hall and 25 birches for 5 subsequent Fridays. There is an interesting story from the second half of the 17th century about Franciszek Zubrzycki, who was accused of committing carnal sin with a wandering trollop. He explained he did it as he was drunk and his wife was not obedient to him. The court ordered his wife total obedience under the threat of prison sentence. People were punished even for eavesdropping, walking barefoot, getting into bed fully clothed, drinking or singing dirty songs. There was strict discipline. It is worth remembering that people disobeyed the law, and they did not care for hygiene and order in practice. Behind the beautiful Renaissance facades decorated with frescoes and carved portals, there were stables, pigsties, cesspits and poultry houses. Even the municipal box near the town hall serving as the fire hydrant was surrounded by 11 quarts of manure as the protection against freezing for the winter time. And now, in order to change the air a little bit, let us walk down to the right along Szeroka Street towards Observance Monastery.